I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, the Barbershop Guys give their take on the week's political news, and young Muslim leaders debate whether Muslims are doing enough to fight Islamic extremists. That's our Faith Matters conversation later in the program. But first, the American people are evaluating three strong contenders for the White House, and many polls show that voters' top concern is the shaky health of the economy. But what plans do Senators Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and John McCain have to fix America's finances, and how will to help our pocketbooks? Joining us to talk about all this is Alvin Hall. Alvin, as of course you know, is Tell Me More's regular commentator on personal finance and the economy. Also with us is Kelvin Simmons. He's a former economic development director for the state of Missouri, and now he runs his own company. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Glad to be here.
Thank you.
So, Alvin, let's begin with you. First of all, I think we generally think of Republicans as people who support sort of business development as their first priority for economic development, and Democrats as generally favoring plans to support sort of individuals and middle-income folks as their sort of general sort of philosophical sort of preference. So with those sort of stereotypes in place, are those general sort of broad, you know, philosophical differences evident in the plans of the candidates?
Completely and totally. If you look at the McCain plan, everything is about lowering corporate tax, simplifying the tax plan, putting more money in the hand of businesses so it will trickle down to individuals. I was reading this morning, and I opened up the FT, and it talked about how Americans are poorer than they've ever been. So as he talks about cutting taxes, I'm a little bit concerned about the trickle-down effect, whether or not we'll actually end up in the hands of individuals. If you look at both Barack Obama's plan and Hillary's, Hillary's is basically a sort of high-level overview, lowering middle-class taxes, cutting the cost of colleges, enabling unions to bargain, as well as focusing on energy. And then Barack's is much more of a what I call I can feel it or I can see it in my pocket plan. He gives specific numbers. He talks about trade and labor. And it's a much more simplistic plan that I think the average person can relate to.
Kelvin, what about you? Now, first, I want to ask you from the perspective of a government official who works on questions around the economy. How much influence does the president really have over economic development, economic growth, in your opinion?
Well, the president has the ability to have the bully pulpit and talk about issues, particularly when it comes to the executive branch and dealing with tax and tax code. At the same time, you do have to have Congress to be able to assist with the implementation of a lot of those plans. But often what you're dealing with is also the when you're dealing with the federal government, you have to look at interest rates, and that's monetary policy, and you've got to look at the markets. And so a lot of what the president can say, they don't have a lot of influence, but they do have some influence. And it's ultimately the bully pulpit and making Americans feel as if they are heading in the right direction with the economy.
I think one of the big factors in sort of our sort of current economic conditions is the subprime crisis and the credit crisis. What are the proposals, Alvin and Kelvin, I'd like you to weigh in on this as well. What are the proposals that each of the candidates have to address the subprime crisis?
In the case of Barack Obama, he wants to provide homeownership protection and crack down on mortgage fraud, as well as the related credit card fraud associated with it. Hillary wants to confront the housing problems and provide for more disclosure and more honesty in that area. And McCain talks about it, but again, from a very corporate level. I think the average American for whom their home is their largest investment and they see the value of it, of this American dream slipping away from them, will lose confidence. I think that all of the candidates, if they're going to stimulate the economy, must look at the fundamental problems that brought this about, both the combination of fraudulent lending practices and distorting of information, and the way credit was distorted over the years.
Now, go ahead, Kelvin.
I was just going to say, Alvin is exactly right. And if you start to peel back the onion layers of these different plans. You've got Hillary that talks about moratorium on foreclosures, freezing adjustable rate loans, requiring greater accountability. There is accountability issues with the bankers and with the financial institutions that made these bad loans, and you've got to ask some questions. What were they doing at that time? Were our regulators asleep at the wheel? But this crisis is going to happen when the president walks into that Oval Office in January, and it may be bigger than what we're thinking about today.
I noticed that, as you mentioned, that both Senators Clinton and Obama would establish specific funds to help at-risk borrowers avoid foreclosure. Senator McCain, I'm looking at his sort of platform. I don't see that. And I wonder if that's philosophical. I mean, the administration has urged lenders to make voluntary efforts to help homeowners stay in their homes, but I don't see any specific intervention. Now, do you think that's philosophical? You just think he just doesn't think it's appropriate, or what?
Well, I would say that, you know, you see Senator McCain, he's not really addressing the issue at all. As a matter of fact, I think it's well known at this stage that McCain said he's not very good on economic issues, and so that's going to play itself out. But you also saw Bernanke, the Federal Reserve chief, go to Florida this week and say to bankers and to community lenders that he believes that there needs to be some type of voluntary effort to basically deal with this problem, because ultimately government is not going to solve the problem. The market has to be there. The bankers have to be there. But McCain is just not addressing that issue in his economic plan.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News, and we're talking about the economic stimulus plans of the presidential candidates with our money coach, Alvin Hall, and economic consultant Kelvin Simmons. He's a former economic development official from Missouri. Let's talk about taxes. We've talked a lot about the fact that John McCain has a number of proposals. He wants to make President Bush's tax cuts permanent for individuals and businesses. Those tax cuts are supposed to expire in 2010. Kelvin, what else is he interested in doing? And what is your opinion of the plan? I know you're a Democrat, but what's your opinion about whether these have the effect that that they claim?
Well, I don't believe that they're going to work. But then you get into this philosophical debate about where these tax cuts go and how they go, whether they go to the rich or whether they go to the common person out there that needs some type of relief. When you look at McCain's plan, and he talks about cutting the corporate tax rate from 35% to 25%, as Alvin discussed earlier, that's really the trickle-down effect. What you're saying is these tax cuts will trickle down, and business will use these tax cuts, and they'll create jobs, and things will be rosy from that perspective. I don't think that we've seen that. I don't think that we will see that. But I do agree with some of the issues that
Well, some people talk about. just in the spirit of fairness, there are those who would argue that the tax cuts, there was an earlier tax rebate or sort of a payment to sort of taxpayers earlier in the Bush administration. Some people feel that it was a small amount, like $300 per taxpayer. Some people feel that kind of minimized the earlier effects of a slowdown. So there is a difference of opinion on this.
Yeah, short term, in terms of what has transpired, and basically you're going to see those rebate checks going in the mail in May and possibly June. I think that it's too little, too late. And at the same time, you're going to find out that the economy will continue to drag. The predictions that growth will not be very far. What you're going to look at is basically those tax cuts are not going to get there. And I don't know that having those tax cuts on the wealthy will grow the economy even further as you get further out into first quarter of 2009.
You have a strong philosophical difference here between Senator McCain and Senators Obama and Clinton. Senator McCain, as I said, would make the president's tax cuts permanent, and both Obama and Clinton would reverse them. Alvin?
I think that McCain is probably a little wrong on this in making those tax cuts permanent. I think that he's going to need some greater latitude and being able to lower the taxes further on individuals and perhaps increase them a little bit on the rich. I think that in the case of McCain, that he must have not been reading the newspapers very carefully lately about all the tax breaks that are allowed for businesses, i.e. hedge funds and people in the financial marketplace. While they definitely help stimulate growth of a sort, that money rarely trickles down to the average person unless you're private on a private jet or work in one of the places where these people live. I think that Hillary and Obama see that the middle class needs tax cuts. They're talking to the middle class, but I'm not sure that even if they put $1,000 in the hands of the average person, it will help stimulate the economy. I agree with Kelvin. It does seem to be too little, too late. I think they need to address people's confidence about the future. And it doesn't help when you see those headlines in the FT that says Americans are poor.
Does either of you only have about 2 minutes left? I'd like to hear from each of you on the question of fiscal discipline. Because both of you are people who are sort of strong believers in sort of personal responsibility when it comes to the sort of the personal household budget and also fiscal discipline for government. So has any of the candidates said something about fiscal discipline that you find important? Alvin, why don't you start?
Have they said anything important? Not really to me. I think that both Hillary and Obama are looking at trying to balance the budget. And clearly, Hillary looks back on Bill Clinton's era when it was a balanced budget and when there was prosperity, and she clearly sees that as a cornerstone for building the economic growth in the future. And I think that Obama buys into the same belief. I'm worried about McCain. I don't think McCain sees that balanced budget quite as a necessity. I think they've bought into the Ronald Reagan mindset that a deficit. So what does it mean?
But that's a traditionally Republican issue, hasn't it been? I mean, hasn't it been balanced budgets have been identified? I mean, I know Democrats have balanced budgets, but it's been identified as a Republican issue in the past.
Yes, yes. And I think that the Democrats can get more traction on that if they embrace it more strongly and show the benefits of it.
Calvin, last word?
Well, I would agree that when it comes to fiscal discipline, that is often thought as a philosophical issue with the Republicans, particularly on the conservative side and the supply siders. But what you have seen is government actually grow during the Bush administration, and that goes against what they normally believe. Hillary Clinton and Barack are talking about deficits. You've got to do something about this deficit. If you don't do something about this deficit, the problem is only going to be worse. State governments have to balance the budget. Federal governments don't. They can print their own money. But if we don't do something about this deficit, you're not going to get to the spending levels that we're talking about in making the lives of normal Americans become something that gets back to where we used to be during the 90s.
Okay. Well, lots more to talk about. Calvin Simmons is president and CEO of AM Development. He's a former economic development director for the state of Missouri. He joined us from KCUR in Kansas City. We were also joined by financial counselor Alvin Hall. He's Tell Me More's money coach and our regular expert on matters of personal finance. And he joined us from our New York Bureau. Gentlemen, thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just ahead, the Barbershop Guys weigh in on Hillary Clinton's comeback and the retirement of a football great.
The thing that I admired about Brett Favre is that, you know what? Through it all, he was a workman, and we never caught him at the strip club trying to make it rain. You know, and that,
is that
these
the bar?
Days...
Is that the bar? Is that the bar now, Jimmy? Making it rain?
That feisty crew is up next on Tell Me More.